Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessing of reading Surah Araf. In this regard, there is just one text which is reported to four different chains of narration. And before I comment on those four chains of narration, let me read out the text to you. The text reads, "Man qara Surah al-Araf, ja'ala Allahu yawm al-qiyamah baynahu wa bayna iblis sitran, wa kana Adam shafi'an lahu yawm al-qiyamah." Which means that a person recites Surah Araf, then the Almighty will erect a curtain between him and Satan on the Day of Judgment, and Adam sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be that person's intercessor on the Day of Judgment. Now, as far as the chains of narration are concerned, which, are found in Salwi's tafsir and Al-Wasit's, which is Wahidi's tafsir, then I'd like to point out the fact that both of them suffer from the fact that two extremely weak narrators are found in them, and one of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following information in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and he also says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani regards him to be ghayru sikha. Similarly, Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zarif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai is that he is Laysa Bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Abu al-Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Zaiful Hadith Chiddan. And another opinion of Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he is Qazzab, that he is a liar. So we can see from this information that these two chains of narration are extremely unreliable and cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence cannot be accepted. The other two chains of narration are found in Al-Mawdu'at, which is of course an anthology of fabricated narratives compiled by Hafiz ibn al-Jawzi, Imam ibn al-Jawzi. And here again it is very apparent why the Imam has placed these two narratives in his list of concocted and fabricated narratives. This is because in one of them we find Badi ibn Hibban, who was regarded to be Matruk by Abu Hatim, and in the same chain of narration we also find Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, about whom I'll just presently comment. In the second of these chains of narration, also found in Al-Mawzu'at, we find Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an as well as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid. So I've already commented about Badi ibn Hibban. I have informed you that Dar Qutni says that he is Matruk. However, as far as Ali and Makhlad are concerned, let me point out the Jara on them. Thus, Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is regarded to be Zaif al-Hadith by Abu Hatim, and he, Ibn Hibban, says that he is Munkar al-Hadith Chittan. And Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, regarding him, the details are as recorded by Al-Mizzi in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Ibn Sa'd says that فِيهَ الزُّرْحْ وَلَا يُحْتَجُّ بِهِ, and Ahmad ibn Hanbal says that he is لَيْسَ بِالْقَوِي, لَيْسَ بِشَيْءٍ, and Zayif al-Hadith. So all these three opinions are attributed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal about Ali ibn Zayd. Similarly, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is Zaif, Zaifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bi shay, and Laysa bi hujja. Again, these are four opinions ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in vis-a-vis Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. According to Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Jizjani, he is Wahil Hadith, he is Zaif, and he is La yuhtajju bihi. And Imam Abu Zura says that he is Laysa bil qawi. And Hafiz ibn Hajar and Imam Nasai say that he is Zaif. So, in the presence of this data, we can easily see why Hafiz ibn al-Jawzi has regarded this narrative to be narrative should be placed in his al-mawzu'at, or collection of fabricated narratives. All in all, we can say that since all these chains of narration are absolutely baseless and have no reliable link back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they cannot be accepted, the real way to achieve the blessings of a surah is to read it with a good translation. If we just blindly read a surah without understanding it, it will not have its desired effects, and we will lose a lot of the blessings of that surah. And the correct way to reap these blessings is to understand the message of the surah by reading a good translation of that surah, and the translation should of course be of the language that we know. Of course, reflecting on the meanings, conveying these meanings to others, and practicing as far as what these surahs, what the surah says to us, is another means of reaping the blessings of the surah. And this is the right way to achieve and reap the blessings of a surah, and disregard such narratives as the ones I've just narrated before you, because they have absolutely no basis and cannot be reliably traced back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.